This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Three-man rush. Beck surveys. Throws it right to Alabama. It's picked up by Jahan Campbell. A disastrous turnover just when the Dogs had momentum. The second for Beck tonight.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney here with Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw, he's behind the glass. We're giving you our first of two draft profiles today. This one, Jahan Campbell.
Yeah, Jahan Campbell out of Alabama.
And that audio was courtesy of ESPN, by the way.
6'3", 235, ran 4.52 at the combine. Ran a 1.53.10, which is excellent. 32 and a half arms. Okay, not great. 10.5 hand. Five-star recruit out of IMG Academy his senior year. He's from New Jersey and then transferred down there. Now, at the combine, and this is one of the most important things at the combine other than the interviews, is the physical. And he got hurt like late in the year or whatever, and he had a torn labrum. And he had surgery right after the combine. So he's in the recovery rehab phase right now, and Alabama had their pro day yesterday and he did nothing, of course. So what is it, like 6 months maybe? So, you know, you take him, he'll miss a little, he's gonna miss training camp and everything else. So it'll be interesting to see how much he drops because of that. But he's a junior, jersey 11. He had a 10.7 broad jump. 2022, freshman year, 9 games as a reserve, he had 1 tackle. 2023, he had 8 starts, 66 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, 1 interception, 3 PBUs. And in this past year, first team all-SEC, started all 13 games, 117 tackles, 11.5 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 2 PBUs. Now, he was predominantly for Alabama a inside linebacker. Nowadays they call him an off-ball linebacker. And you know, for people that don't know, plays like where Roquan Smith plays. All right? But then in pass situations at times they lined him up on the edge. Now his strengths, he's got size, he's got speed, he's got a good burst. Versatile. He can take on from the inside linebacker position. He uses his hands well. Good job taking on in space, athletic, fluid hips, good change of direction, moves well laterally, explosive, good fundamental tackler, rolls his hips. He's got speed to go sideline to sideline, good in coverage, also man-to-man coverage. He can bend the corner, good takeoff, excellent first step. Good lockout in pass rush. He does not stay blocked. Strong lower body. Good instincts inside. He can find the ball quickly. Good job dropping in coverage and reading the quarterback. Explosive blitzer. Coverage instincts are excellent. Muscular build. Weakness. Needs more pass rush moves. Gets high some. He's very raw and lacks experience as a rusher. Inconsistent on taking on blockers. In summary, I said, this kid makes a lot of plays. Plays mostly inside. Good athlete. Runs well. Will need to take on better, but he's good in coverage and excellent blitzer. I think he could develop into a very good pass rusher. Will need some work on moves. Has speed and bend. Like the potential as a rusher with limited reps. For the Raven, starts at inside backer on early downs, then rushes on nickel and dime situations, and he's got positional versatility. I really like this guy. And to be totally honest, like Jalen Walker is like similar type kid from Georgia who plays inside backer and rushes, but he's 6'1", and he is not a great instinctive inside linebacker. He's better as a rusher, but he's just small. Whereas this kid's 6'3", 235 pounds, and I think he's got a chance to be a really good... I mean, if the Ravens took him, how about this, Cordell, for them? You know, if... But he's projected to go like top 15 or whatever, but maybe because of the shoulder, he would drop down to 27. How about this? You line him up, you know, on first downs and stuff. You line up Campbell next to Roquan, you know, and this dude's 6'3", 235, runs 4.5. And then in passing situations, you know, you get him with Chuck Smith and you teach him how to rush the passer, and then he could be their best pass rusher by the time it's all said and done, too. I love him as a potential pass rush guy. And you're kind of getting the double dip guy. You're getting, you know, you're getting a position of need at inside linebacker and a position of need as pass rusher. That's why I really like Jahad Campbell. In all the projections, he's not going to be there at 27, but I think everybody just found out about the torn labrum. And the Ravens may be a team that, because you're good enough and have enough players, that, you know, you could wait on him, you know.
Would you be okay with that again for the Ravens? We've seen them do it a couple of times over the last few years with some of these pass rushers.
This is just a shoulder. And I just think that this guy's got elite, potential elite pass rush.
I'm looking at a mock draft here from Chris Trapasso from CBSSports.com that he put out yesterday. He does have Jahad Campbell going at 27, but not to the Ravens. He has the Ravens doing a trade with the Rams to acquire the 35th overall pick in the second round, 2 third-round picks as well, all for this year from the Rams, for so that the Rams would draft Jahad Campbell.
Well, he kind of qualifies as one of the things that the Ravens like, Alabama players. So I was talking to Mel yesterday because Mel called me. Said, "How long does it take, you know, for torn labrum?" And I think I said, "I think it's like 5 months." You know, so it was, say, February, March, April, May, June. You know, he may be ready in July or August. I don't know if I'm the Ravens and at 27, I'm going to trade back and let the Rams have him, where I could have a guy to line up next to Queen and also eventually could be my best pass rusher. You know, that would be a tough pass for me.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that, no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone, You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.